This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
First thing I want to say to all of you today is happy Easter for tomorrow. It's very exciting, you know, Easter time. It's a time where you get out and color eggs. And when my kids were young, it was doing those baskets and just a wonderful, wonderful tradition, wonderful, wonderful time to get dressed up and go to church. At least we did way back when we used to get dressed up. When I was a child, I only went to church at Easter and Christmas time. And then when my kids were born, I decided that I wanted to give my children more because as I was struggling through relationship, marriage and whatnot, I wanted to learn more about what it was to be a Christian, what it was to be a Christian wife. And then when I got pregnant and for motherhood, I wanted to be the best Christian, you know, seeking his guidance. I wanted to be the best I could be for him. And, you know, the Lord puts this place in our hearts, each and every one of us. There's a hole in there that only he can fill. And we try to fill it with other things, don't we? We get really busy. I'm probably the biggest person when it comes to being busy, you know, just busy, busy, busy all the time. Busy, busy, busy. I asked my sister on the way here and I said, Darcy, I said, you know, what would you like to hear on the radio? What do you think would really be important? Because she was talking to me about situations and are we going to get together for Easter and whatnot. And she thought about it for a while and she said, balance. She said, balance. And, you know, it's amazing that she came up with this balance thing because, you know, this last week I went to Convene, which is a group that I'm in. And it's a group of Christian business leaders who come together and work on the business instead of in the business. And I've mentioned them numerous times because they really bring a lot to light. And we always bring up issues that we're facing and we look up in the Bible scriptures that could give us some guidance, some help, Proverbs, some type of insight to what God would want us to do in any given situation. And I bring all this up because it is Easter, and Easter is a time where we remember. We remember what God did for us. We remember that he's not in the grave anymore. He's not dead, that he gave his only begotten son, and that Jesus died, but that he rose again on the third day. He rose again to give life and to take away our sins. Because you know what? We make decisions every day, and no matter how much we try to live the godly life and be that Christian, we fall short of the glory of God. And we can forgive ourselves because the Lord is the biggest forgiver of all, and he gives us grace, which I'm so thankful for. How about you? But he gives us guidance, and he gives us guidelines to live by. And it's up to us to learn what those are by reading scriptures, the guidebook to life, and learn from the Bible on what his word says. And then we can base our decisions day to day, moment by moment, based on what he says. I'm so thankful to be in the family of God. I'm so thankful to have people around me that breathe life into me and keep me accountable and, you know, kind of watch over. And if you aren't somebody that has that, I'm sorry that you don't have that. But I also know that the Lord is waiting for you. He's waiting for you right here, right now. And when I talk to people that don't know and they're suffering because they have sin in their lives and, you know, they're in bondage or whatever the situation is, addiction or just not knowing what to do or where to turn. And when I ask them about the Lord or I explain to them because they want to hear, I don't force it down them, but I do talk about it. And I find that people are afraid. they're afraid to just hand it over because they're comfortable. Even in their non-comfortableness, they're comfortable because it's what they know. And they're afraid to give that up. And the good news is that the Lord loves us, and He loves us right where we are. He loves you. He loves you right where you are, even in the sin that you're in, even where you're at right this minute. The Lord's looking down on you, and His heart's breaking because He wants to have a relationship with you. But He also knows that He is the one that created you. It says in the Bible that He knows every hair on your head. He knows every word before you speak it. He knows everything that's going to happen before it happens. And He gives us freedom of choice. You have a freedom. You have the freedom of choice. I like having that choice because it makes me not a robot. And you're not a robot. He gave you freedom of choice for a reason. Because He wants you. He wants your heart. He wants you to choose Him. He wants you to ask for Him to guide you. He wants that because He wants a real relationship. If you're forced into something, have you ever been forced into something? Think about when you were a child and your parents were forcing you to do something or insisting that you do something. There's this something inside of us that causes us not to want to do it. If our head says, yeah, I understand and I see that this is the right thing to do, there's this thing that happens inside of us because we're being somewhat forced into something. God doesn't want to force you into anything. He wants you to desire Him. He wants you to desire what He has for you, the fullness of life that only He can give you. And He's the only one that can fill that heart, that hole in your heart. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream on KKLA.com. You can click on Listen Live, and you can hear, you can get out of your car, and you can go inside, and you can listen on your computer. You also have the ability now to go to Sue Free's, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and go to the podcasts. So if there's something that you hear that you'd like to share with someone that you love or somebody that you know could get something that would help them make a choice or change a direction in their lives, this is available to you and those that you love or care for. So it's Sue Free, spelt like fries, like French fries, .com. And you know what? It's there for you. I have 3 years now of podcasts, and they're really easy to get. You can get them on your mobile phone. There's just so much access now. It's amazing to me. So we're talking today about resurrection, which is another reword, resurrection. It's not resurrection, but it's resurrection, which is re. And I chose re, and the Lord showed me the rewords because He says, I am a God of second choices and second chances. And every reword you look at is it kind of has this re, which is second chance. And you have a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth chance. Does that mean we just keep on down the wrong path? No. If we have an option and we know we're going down the wrong, He wants us to, another reword is repent. And repent, the definition of repent, is to turn away from. You need to change what you're doing and go in another direction. That's repent. So Easter. Easter is about not the Easter bunny. Easter is about His resurrection, that He died and He rose again on the third day. And, people say, well, how do you know if you're a true believer? How do you know? And the question that you would ask is, do you believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead? And if you believe that, then that's the first step or the first belief system that causes you to be in this family called Christian. So do you believe that? Do you really truly believe that? If you do, then that's a first step. It's like John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Is that you? If it's you, that's fantastic. If it's not you, why not? Why isn't it you? You know, I say in other shows, you know, about the end result, the goal at the end of the, at the end of life, at the end of your life. You know, what do you want people to say about you? And if you thought about that, what does that look like? Have you had anybody that's died in your life? I've had people in my life that have said, you know, don't give me your Bible stuff. I don't want to hear it, Sue. And these are people close to me that closed off their relationship with me because of my belief system. And very painful, very hurtful. But then what happened was, and this is a story from another day, is this man, he was my stepfather. But about 5 years before, he's gone now. But 5 years before he left, he decided that he wanted to revisit this relationship with me. And I had a decision to make on whether I wanted to forgive and reunite, another reword. And I decided to do that. And that was the right decision for me, even though I was a little guarded and I wasn't going to allow complete exposure or vulnerability with him. I did open that door because I felt it was necessary, not as much for me, although it was healing for me, but we are called to forgive. Does it mean forget? No. He tells us to forgive, and he gives us the strength, and he will give it to the level in which we need it. So if we need to forgive and then forget in order to move forward in this relationship, he will allow that to happen or cause it to happen. We can't force ourselves, again, that word force, to forget something because it's just, it's kind of an impossible thing. He gave us a memory for a reason. But he can help us forgive. And we're called to forgive. And in the measure in which you forgive, you too shall be forgiven. It says that. It also says about judgment. In the measure in which you judge, you too shall be judged. He tells us to love. He tells us to love him first, put him first in all things. And then his second commandment is to love thy neighbor as thyself. And isn't anyone we come in contact with a neighbor? Anyone you come in contact with, you could consider a neighbor. And we are called to love them. It's easy to love somebody that's lovable, isn't it? It's a lot more difficult to love someone that's unlovable, somebody that causes you harm. But he's telling us to even love them and pray for them. Do you do that? If not, maybe that's the one new nugget or the new challenge for you to take on. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And thank you so much, KPRZ, for listening in to San Diego. This station goes to San Diego. It goes from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo. I feel so fortunate and so blessed and honored to be chosen to be on the show talking about the things that we're talking about. And, you know, some of these things, they're lessons learned. It's this life is a journey, and we go through this life. And there's been times in my life early on as I was younger that I felt like I had to fix everything and I had to get it fixed and I had to have the answers right here, right now. If that's you, I understand. I totally understand. It's like, God, just give me the answer. Tell me what to do and I'll do it. But you know what? It's not that easy. And sometimes the lesson needs to be over a time. And so we have to learn how to just breathe. Breathe him in and be still and know that he is God, that we're not God. He is God and he has the solution and he's working it through us and he's working on us through this journey. And it's amazing that that happens, but he's causing us to be bigger and better through any given situation. I have something in front of me that I want to read. It says there are several ways to approach any given situation and several possible outcomes. Take a close look at the situation, consult all of your resources, and you will find the decision that is most beneficial to you and to those around you. Another one says, those who are truly successful in life realize that every individual has value. People are not to be used to get what we want. We get what we want when we help others get what they want. I truly, truly believe that. Mistakes and failures are simply opportunities to start over again more intelligently than before. Don't ignore your failures or try to hide from them. Instead, transform your failures into successes. As long as you never quit trying, you will always advance toward good fortune. I love those things because you know what? It's an encouraging statement. It encourages us. I have my Bible here, and my Bible's been with me. I can't even tell you how long. It's ripped and tattered and torn. It probably could be more ripped and more tattered and torn if I would have used it even more than I have. But I have underlines and scores and highlights and years of messages or things being shown to me. And I don't know about you, but for me, I kind of consider, somebody said this to me once in counseling, I believe, is that we are like an onion. And an onion has a lot of different skins. Just picture an onion. And the Lord is grooming us and making us better. He's taking our circumstances and he's just, rubbing off the rough edges, I guess. And when you're going through counseling, when you're going through learning more and understanding more about how you were designed or why you respond the way you respond, or if there's been bad things that have happened to you, and bad things do happen to good people, it's a true fact. Why? I don't have those answers. All I know is the Lord knows. And he does take every situation and make good of it. I know for me, I've had a lot of things happen. And there's people that have had a lot more things and worse things happen than me. But what's happened with me is I've learned that this life is a journey. And he uses everything that happens for his glory. Now, we have an attitude choice to make in every given situation. And when we're going through trials and tribulations, just like when you smash your thumb, sometimes things come out of our mouths that we're not proud of. But out of the treasures of your heart, your mouth speaks. And, I recently stubbed my toe and I didn't use any foul language and everything. And I was proud of myself because I didn't have that in there. If it's not in there, it can't come out of you. And I made a mental note of that. I thought, wow, that was really great. And people around me, I think they were expecting me to say something different than what I did. And I was proud of myself because I didn't have anything bad coming out of my mouth other than ouch and oh my goodness sakes, that hurt. But okay, let's say we do smash our thumb and something bad comes out. Okay, those things happen. And what we do is we can say, whoops, I'm sorry. If we're in earshot of someone else, we just say, whoops, sorry, I slipped. And then make a mental note and change your heart and say, okay, I'm going to be better next time. And isn't that the same with anything in life? We have a choice. Our attitude determines our altitude. What is your attitude right now? Check it, would you? Check your attitude and find out if you're looking for the good in a situation, if you're finding joy in our problems, in our circumstances. It says in the Bible, find joy in that. I'm like, joy? Joy in this? Are you kidding me? But you know what? He says, find it joy. And the way you find joy is to know that you're being, that he's chosen you for a specific purpose, that he's created you for something very, very special. And as these trials and tribulations come up, he's grooming us. He's preparing us for something bigger down the road. And it's all in our perspective, isn't it? It's all in the way we look at things. And that's the way I look at it. And you know what? There's been good things that have happened out of the bad things that have happened to Sue Freeze. And all I can say is thank you, God. Thank you, God, for those things. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to feel those things. Because now when I have other people that are hurting or struggling, or they're not even being honest or vulnerable or transparent, but somehow the Spirit reveals to me that there's something going on, and he's letting me feel it so that I can help. It's an amazing, amazing thing when this happens. And it happens a lot. And you know what? When we ask the Lord to help us find those opportunities to help other people, it's amazing. The Holy Spirit just reveals these things and you're going, wow, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity. There's been times in church where my heart's pounding out of my chest. Has that ever happened to you? And when that happens, I know that the Lord's telling me, the Holy Spirit's telling me I need to do something. And sometimes I have this argument with him. Right there, in quiet, not out loud, because somebody would think I was totally off the wall. But in my spirit, I'm having this argument with him saying, no, not me. I don't feel comfortable with this right now. I can't do that. And you know what? I have to, because if I don't, my heart's going to totally just pound right out of my chest. And that's when I know the Holy Spirit's knocking at my door and telling me, no, you are the chosen person. You need to move forward. You need to do this, even when I'm uncomfortable. And the fruit of that has been absolutely, absolutely amazing. You know, you're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. We're talking about the resurrection, and we're talking about our choices that we have and the attitudes that we have in our choices and the choices we have in our attitudes, both ways. I was looking through my Bible, and there's some things that I write on the sides, you know, in the margins and whatnot, just based on where we are. And during the years of having this Bible, I'm glad it's still together. They make Bibles pretty sturdy, and I think that's a good thing, especially mine is. It's pretty sturdy because it's been through a lot. I find in the margins certain little things that are, and I put a year next to it because I know I'm going to have this Bible for a long, long time. You know, when my mother passed away, I have two sisters, so it's three girls, and there was a lot of things that my mother had. She had Buddha things and all types of things that I wanted nothing to do with. You know, the Buddha's dead. He never rose again. But I didn't want any of those things. And I told my mother she shouldn't have those things either. And she did clear them out. But all she did was she put them in a shed out in the outside. She didn't get rid of them. And I told her she should get rid of them. But that's another story for another day. But I said, the one thing that I want is the Bible that's been on the coffee table. Very rarely opened, but on the coffee table for as long as I can remember. And I do have that Bible. And it's a prized possession for me. It's something very special. And I'm feeling that my Bible, which I shared with my daughter when she went away to Italy because she couldn't find her Bible and she had to leave. So I said, honey, just take mine. And it was such a blessing because my daughter got to learn a lot about who her mother was just by reading what I had in the margins. It's a very special gift. And just recently, this last Sunday, I opened my Bible to passages that I hadn't been to since she's returned from Italy. And I found that she wrote some things in the Bible that were from her heart in where she was in her life at that moment. And I learned something about my daughter. And I thought, what a wonderful gift that is to be able to share a Bible. I just think that's something very special. I don't hear about that very much because your Bible is something very special for you. But I was talking about that onion. And that onion is that we have different layers in our bodies. We have different layers of memories and experiences of our lives. And when you're going through counseling or you're going through therapy, what's happening is the Lord is helping us, you know, peel those layers off one by one. It's not something that happens all at once because it would be more than we could handle. But we peel these layers off one by one to where we can be renewed, we can be restored, and we can rejoice. And there's three rewords for you right there. I feel very blessed. I feel very fortunate that I had the opportunity to work on me in that level, in that deepness of, you know, it can take days, it can take years, it could take a lifetime. And it does, doesn't it? Because we're just incredible human beings that God created. And there's so much to learn just about ourselves. How can we expect somebody on the outside, you know, our loved ones, our spouse, our significant other, to understand us when, I don't know about you, but there's so much I don't understand about how I respond and how I react. And I ask myself that, why did I react that way? Or why did I respond that way? And when I learned why I did that, it's understanding for me. I learn about me and I learn how God created me and knitted me. And it helps me in my future. It helps me with my relationships to where I can work on me and be better for those that are around me. And the same goes for you. It can help you learn more about yourself. And if there's something you need to change, then you need to change it and you make that decision to do so. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites. Every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola, for letting us be a part of this day. And you know what? I just want to let you know, just a side note, is that I asked my office staff today, I said, what should I talk about on the radio today? And they said, swarmers. And I'm like, do they have a redhead or are they dark? And they said, they have redheads. And I said, so what is that? Is that drywoods or is that subs? And one of the gentlemen, he's new with us, he said, it's subs. And I said, wrong. It's drywoods. And so everybody now, they look at me and I've got red hair. And so they said redheads, drywoods, heat. And so that's what we are talking about now at Ecola, is talking about sub-swarmers. Drywood swarmers. Now, just a side note on this, is swarmers are, they look like ants with wings. And they swarm twice a year. It's two different types of termites. And so there's two different swarm seasons. And right now, because they have a redhead, they are drywoods and they're in your wood. And they can be inside a piece of wood for up to 5 years without you knowing they're there. That's kind of a tough fact, but it is a fact. And Ecola has all the options available to take care of those problems. What the termites are doing when they swarm is they've overpopulated their current nest where they're living now. They've overpopulated it. So they have two things they need to do. They need to find a new place to live. So they're swarming around looking for a new place to live. And they're finding the mate that they're going to mate with to make all new little termite babies. Okay. And they only have 2 weeks to do both of these things. That's not very much time to take care of both of those things. So they're in a hurry and they're on a mission. And so they could be looking for your home. I don't know. Hopefully not. But you can call us. We do a free estimate, and we will let you know what you got, if you've got, and tell you what your options are. And that's the blessing that we bring at Ecola to you as a listener. So going forward, I have this little book, and I've referenced it many times, Jesus Calling. And I'm going to read a couple things out of this because I think it's really right now. It's for right now. It's for any day, but it's for right now. Let thankfulness temper all your thoughts. A thankful mindset keeps you in touch with me. I hate it when my children grumble, casually despising my sovereignty. Thankfulness is a safeguard against this deadly sin. Furthermore, a grateful attitude becomes a grid through which you perceive life. Gratitude enables you to see the light of my presence shining on all your circumstances. Cultivate a thankful heart, for this glorifies me and fills you with joy. And we need to feel the joy of the Lord, don't we? Here's another one. Waiting on me means directing your attention to me in hopeful anticipation of what I will do. It entails trusting me with every fiber of your being, instead of trying to figure things out yourself. Waiting on me is the way I designed you to live. All day, every day, I created you to stay conscious of me as you go about your daily duties. I have promised many blessings to those who wait on me. Renewed strength, living above one's circumstances, resurgence of hope, awareness of my continual presence. Waiting on me enables you to glorify me by living in deep dependence on me, ready to do my will. Also helps you to enjoy me. In my presence is fullness of joy. The scriptures that are referenced for these things is 1 Corinthians 10:10. You can look that up in your Bible, or Hebrews 12:28-29. And then the second one that I read is Lamentations 3:24-26, Isaiah 40-31, and Psalm 16:11. So those are two that I wanted to share for you. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. When I was talking to my sister, she says, Sue, talk about balance. And so I am going to talk a little bit about balance, because I don't know about you, but life is so busy that it's almost too busy to even color eggs. How sad is that? Okay. It's too busy to just be still, to be still and just wait on the Lord. I have made a new commitment with myself that I am not going to put my feet on the floor in the morning before I have a conversation with the Lord. It's a decision that I made, and it's these little decisions that we make daily that can change our lives forever. And so if you make a decision that you're going to do 10, even 10 sit-ups a day, it could change the outcome. It doesn't happen overnight. you know, we always want to have it our way, don't we? We always want to have it, and we want to have it now. There's no delayed gratification. Now with the electronic age the way it is, it's like, you know, you get information at the drop of a hat. But, you know, some of the most important things they happen over time. And so what I'm going to say to you right now is to find that balance. If you find things that are just cluttering up your home life, whether it's stuff, whether it's time, whether it's not being able to say no, that was something that I had. People were asking me to do things, and they say when you want something to happen, you ask somebody busy, and the busiest person is the one that's going to get it done. And there's truth to that, because you just get, you know, you have to be really organized, and you have to figure out how to make it fit. But you do. I know that that's the case with me. But I had to learn how to say no. And it was very difficult for me, because I just felt like everything that was coming my way is because God wanted me to do it. But that's not always the case. People are just looking for willing hearts to serve. And when they find one, you know, they ask you. But you need to ask yourself, okay, is there someone else that could do this? Is there somebody else that could do this besides me? In my business, I've asked all of my employees to do that, to ask if there's somebody else that could do this job so they can focus on what their responsibilities are. You know, at home, same thing. You know, we need to have joint responsibilities. I think even I'm guilty of this, is I wanted my children to help me with chores. And I felt it was a responsibility and a privilege to offer this to the children. And they won't think so. I know that. But it really is, because we're in this together. We live in this house together. I used to make a comment about, why am I always folding the towels? Am I the only one that takes a shower? No. We all take showers, right? So why am I the only one folding towels? You know, we need to share these duties, because what we're doing is we're teaching our children how to have responsibility and to understand that this is a team effort. And in things in life, things are, you know, it's a team effort. We're not soul rangers out there. We don't need to be. We need to be working together. And sometimes when we help delegate, when we give other people the opportunity to serve, what we're doing is we're creating that balance within our own lives. And so we need to look at that opportunity to say, okay, how can I spread this out a little bit? How can I say no to that? Ask the Lord, is this the gifting that you have? Is it really where you're called? Or is it just because you're a welcome and willing and breathing body? You know, you don't have to do everything. That 80-20 rule that I mentioned so often in ministry and at home and in business, you've got these willing servants, and then you got the people that feel like they have an entitlement. Well, your children aren't entitled. They're living under your roof, and they should have responsibilities. And whether you reward them with pay or reward them with going to Disneyland or whatever you decide to do based on the age, having things to be age appropriate, whether it's rewarding or discipline, which is a fun battle in itself, is just staying on top of that. As I remember that, it's like I had to think ahead of what my consequence would be when they didn't react or respond the way they should. I always had to have a discipline or a consequence, because there's got to be a consequence for actions. Same with employees at work. There has to be consequences, and the consequences have to match the crime. You know, they have to be on the same level, or there's no connection there. I don't know why I said that. Somebody needed to hear that. But the balance thing is what we're talking about is, you know, in order for us to be renewed, in order for us to be restored, in order to feel that rejoicing spirit, we need to have balance in our lives. And God says to put him first. So are we doing that? Are we finding joy in our circumstances? Are we having the right attitude? Check yourself. You know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, which I do so often, I feel so overwhelmed. I'm like, wow, how did I get here? But then I realize that, you know what? I put me here. It's me. I did it. So how do I get out of it now? And how you get out of it is you need to assess your situation, understand why you're where you're at, and figure out how you can delegate or cause that balance to be spread out. So that takes a thought process, doesn't it? Takes a thought process. You have to think about it. Where am I right now? Give me a temperature gauge. How am I? From 1 to 10, how balanced am I in my life? You know, am I too much work, not enough play? Do I have relationships in my life? How much time am I spending with God? How much should I be spending with God? These are the questions that we should be asking. And then once we ask the question, there has to be action that follows it. You know, getting the information is one thing. People can get a lot of information. It's like buying a membership to a gym. It's only the first step. Buying the membership doesn't cause you to get in shape. It's only the first step. what you do from there. It's just like when you receive the Lord, that's the first step. And so many people fall away because they don't understand that's only the first step. But there has to be someone that walks them along or helps them along to have them grow in relationship, grow in their maturity. We as parents, we as leaders, we need to help those that are younger than us, that are not as mature as us, that don't have the wisdom that we have. We are put in a position to help those other people walk alongside, like Jesus did. He walked alongside and he discipled. We need to walk alongside. You know, we are teaching, whether we call ourselves a teacher or not, we are teaching because people are watching what we're doing. If you just look around, you'll see people are watching. So what are you doing with your life? Are you balanced? Do you understand the resurrection? Do you understand where Jesus is in your life? Where is he? Do you have him in a side pocket somewhere? Do you only get dressed up for Easter and Christmas? Do you visit him every day? Is he in your life every day? Are you thinking about him every day? Does he guide your every word, every step? Where are you in your maturity level with Christ? Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be? When you think about your last days on this earth, you know, what do you want people to say about you? Was your life worthwhile? Did it have significance? Did you make a difference in this world? I cried out to God early on in life. I was still at my house, in my two-story bedroom upstairs, and I'm there. And I'm like, why, God? Why am I here? Why did you create me? What's the purpose for my life? It's got to be more than what I'm doing right now. It's got to be more than cleaning the house. It's got to be more than watching my little sister, although I love doing that and I cherish those times now. But God, why am I here? What am I here for? Please show me what I'm here for. Why are you here? Ask God to reveal that to you. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream on kkla.com, click on Listen Live. You also can go to SueFries, spelt like fries, .com and listen to the podcasts and previous shows. And I'd love to have the opportunity to touch base with you. And you can go on there. You can get on my email list. You can have a conversation with me and tell me what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear. You know, anything that you're facing, I'd like to walk through that with you. And you know what? We don't walk alone, really. There's other people that are struggling. There's other people that are experiencing not exactly the same thing as you, but something similar, whether you're a new mother or newly married or you've been married 15 years and unhappy. You're struggling with submission. You're struggling with abuse. You're struggling with whatever you're struggling with. There's other people out there that are struggling with like things. Maybe it's you've had an abortion, maybe miscarriage, maybe who knows, you lost your job. Whatever your situations are, if you're just not sure what God has for you, if you're not sure if you're really doing what God wants, these are all questions that we ask the Lord to reveal to us. But also, God puts people in place. He puts people in place. You can pray for God to bring the right person into your life that's going to guide you and help you and give you a hug, you know, give you a helpful, encouraging word. Sometimes that's all we need. Sometimes it's direction, you know. I'm not sure if I'm going the right way. I'm not sure if this is what God would have for me. I'm just not sure. You know, we want to be sure, don't we? Here's another one. Be still in my presence, even though countless tasks clamor for your attention. Nothing is as important as spending time with me. This is Jesus. While you wait in my presence, I do my best work within you, transforming you by the renewing of your mind. If you skimp on this time with me, you may plunge headlong into the wrong activities, missing the richness of what I have planned for you. Do not seek me primarily for what I can give you. Remember that I, the giver, am infinitely greater than any gift I might impart to you. Though I delight in blessing my children, I am deeply grieved when my blessings become idols in their hearts. Anything can be an idol if it distracts you from me as your first love. When I am the ultimate desire of your heart, you are safe from the danger of idolatry as you wait in my presence. Enjoy the greatest gift of all, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Romans 12:2, Revelation 2:4, Colossians 1:27. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? So what are you going to be doing this Easter? What decisions, life-changing decisions, are you going to make for the future of your life? Do you know that you can change your life right here, right now? And it's not going to transform you overnight. That's not true. But what's going to happen is the decision's going to start on a certain time. If you have a Bible, I would write the date and what you're deciding to do. Put it in your Bible so you can reflect back and say, this is when I made this decision. And it held you accountable. It's in your Bible. And every time you open your Bible, you could see that. When I was opening my Bible, on the margins, there was something that was written, and it said, fear not, 365 times, one for each day. So I guess there's fear not in the Bible 365 days. Because why? The thing that holds us back from being all that God wants us to be, the number one thing is fear. Fear of what? What are we fearing? If God can do all things, what are we fearing? Failure? Failure is only when we don't get back up again. That's the only failure there is. You know, even the most successful people have failed, and they've used those failures as wisdom and experience to help them not fail the next time around. So what are the fears? Let's call them out. Let's actually just call them what they are. There was a time in my life when I asked the question, it's like, what's the worst that could happen? That's the question I would ask myself. Okay, what's the worst that could happen? And if I can handle the worst that could happen in any given situation, truly, just ask yourself, okay, in this situation, what's the worst, possible worst thing that could happen in this decision? And then you face that fear. You face that, the worst. Because a lot of times the worst doesn't happen, does it? But if you face the worst, it can't get any worse than that, can it? And if you face it head on and say, okay, you know what? I can handle that. Then guess what? You've conquered it. You've already conquered it. And isn't that a wonderful place to be? And you know what? We've got God on our side. So if we've got God on our side, what do we have to lose? We just have to make sure that God is on our side on the decision, right? So make sure that you're in alignment with what Christ would want you to do. And once you're sure of that, then move forward. He'll give you the courage you need to take steps that are very, very scary. Believe me, I know. He gives you the courage. If you truly feel in your heart of hearts that the Lord is with you and the Lord's guiding your every step, and you've asked him for wisdom and you've asked him for guidance, and you're moving in a direction that maybe is not popular for all, but you do it because you know it's what you need to do, he gives you the courage to step out in faith and do those things. And they're not easy sometimes. It's not easy to do some things. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and sister station, KPRZ. Thank you so much for listening today. I have a prayer for you that I want to pray, and it's right out of Ephesians. And in my margins, it says, Ephesians 3:16, memorize. And I have it highlighted and underscored and circled and all these things. So I'm going to pray this for you right now. And this is right out of the Bible, word for word. Are you ready? For this reason, and if you're not driving and you're somewhere where you can close your eyes and just listen to these words. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. I say that because I was with somebody very close to me that I love. And I said, let's pray about that. And this person was driving at the time. And I looked over and he had his eyes closed. And I went, whoa, wait a minute. Open your eyes. Scared me. Scared me a lot. So now I always say, you know, if you're driving, don't close your eyes when we're praying. But if you're not driving, close your eyes right now and just listen. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And right after this is something that we leaned on over the busyness and frustrations of all the things coming our way. And it says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. So he can do so much more than we can do. We have to lean on him. And when we lean on him, he will do so much more than we could do. And I like that myself, because I don't want to be hindered by what I can do. I'd much rather have someone that's so much bigger and more powerful and all-knowing that could do so much more than I could ever think or imagine. Do you feel the same? I would imagine you do. I'm going to read this. I am a God who gives and gives and gives. When I died for you on the cross, I held back nothing. I poured out my life like a drink offering, because giving is inherent in my nature. I search for people who are able to receive in full measure, to increase your intimacy with me. The two traits you need the most are receptivity and attentiveness. Receptivity is opening up your innermost being to be filled with my abundant riches. Attentiveness is directing your gaze to me, searching for me in all your moments, not all your days, months, years, all your moments. It is possible to stay your mind on me, as the prophet Isaiah wrote, through such attentiveness you receive a glorious gift, my perfect peace. Have you ever in your life experienced perfect peace? It takes balance, my friend. It takes balance. Perfect peace. I've experienced this a few times in my life, and it's the most amazing, amazing time to experience that perfect peace. There's nothing gnawing at you. There's no noise. It's just perfect peace. I am praying for perfect peace for you. I am praying that you experience the best Easter ever, that you have a full understanding of what Christ did on the cross, that you understand that he is alive. He's alive and well, and he's there for you. I'm praying that you find his love, his presence in your life, and that you make some decisions right after hearing this or during this, that you write in the margins of your Bible with a date stating that you're going to do these things that are going to change your life forever. That's what I'm praying for you, my friend. God bless you. Be a blessing to someone each and every day, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Ah, springtime. It's a time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.